case number 10,463, Joseph R. Hudson and Stanley L. Thompson, DBA Hudson and Thompson, Route 1. A variance from the front yard setback requirement.
Name and address, please.
Craig Hudson, Milton, Delaware.
And do you swear a firm testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Can you explain to the board your request for the variance?
I was supposed to have an attorney here tonight.
Mr. Sergeyevich?
Mr. Sergeyevich, I think he must have forgotten. But basically, what we want to do is...
Before you get started, I'm sure the board would pass this for a few moments. If you want to go give them a call or something.
No, that's okay.
Take another application. And
sure, we can take another application and give you a chance. If you like.
No, I'm fine.
You'll save some money, huh?
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Basically, it's the old Red Mill that sits next to Red Mill Pond, or what's left of the Red Mill. Mm-hmm. And I just want to get the permit to remodel it or redo it. Mm-hmm. And it sits... I don't have any of the paperwork. Do you have a copy of the survey there? As you can see, it sits a little close to the road. And that's basically what the variance is for, to rebuild that non-conforming structure.
What will it do, if anything? Will it be functional in any way, or is it just going to be, just sort of look nice against the pond?
I think it's just going to look nice. Yeah. It's a building that my great-great-grandfather worked in. And it just so happens that my father and Stan Thompson acquired the property probably 20 or 30 years ago. And it's falling down, and I started to take it down to the foundation and build it, and then I found out I needed a permit. I sort of had forgotten.
The original structure was two-story?
Well, the original structure actually sat, I think, on the pond side, and then when they built the dual highway, I guess, I'm not sure. I've asked Hazel Brittingham, who's a local historian, and she says that it's been rebuilt three times over the history of the mill, and the last time it was rebuilt was in the 20s. So, and the only picture we have it of the structure was the last one in the 20s. So I'm going to try to attempt to rebuild that structure.
I was just going by the, on the application, it said that it requires a second level to adequately restore the historic Red Mill.
Well, see, I think the reason John put that is the first floor actually is all, you know, bricks, and you only see the second floor from the road. There's a first floor that's, you know, like 10 feet lower.
Gotcha.
And... I did discover while we were trying to figure out the survey, we went to DelDOT and a couple of other surveyors, and right in that area of the highway, none of the surveyors seem to agree on where the right-of-way is. So I may or may not be 3 foot over. We're not sure, but it, for sure it's real close to the road.
Just out of curiosity, was this a grist mill? What type of mill?
Corn into flour. And
I'm not sure what all they did.
Similar to Hearns and Seaford.
Right.
Water ground. Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Wharton?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay, hearing none. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone? I'm sorry?
I did receive a letter in favor of.
Okay. Ready?
Who's that from? The letter.
That is from a Kay and Jack Hewlett.
Kay and Jack who?
Hewlett. They're from Palmview Drive. Maybe from Palmview Estates.
Okay.
Remnel Pond, yeah.
Is anyone in here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none. I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, just to run down the standards quickly, I'd like to ask the applicant, you're suggesting that the lot shape is unique, okay, and that it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property?
Yes.
You're suggesting that because of restoring the historic value that it's not necessarily created by you?
I'll say that again.
That would be a yes. that it won't alter the essential character of the neighborhood and a minimum to afford relief?
It will not alter?
That's correct.
Right.
Okay.
No.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's all.
It's all.
I'd make a motion that we approve case number 10,463 as I think the applicant has addressed those standards.
Second. Yeah, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McKee that we approve case number 10,463. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved.
Case number